After decades of war in Afghanistan, the country has thousands of orphans. The government runs 30 orphanages across the country, housing about 5,000 children. There are also private orphanages, such as one in Kabul, with an unlikely benefactor, an Iranian-American from Texas. He went to Kabul to work for an NGO, but now he's also overseeing a house full of disabled children. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
On Saturday afternoons, 34-year-old Siavash Rabari and sometimes a co-worker or two drive up a rutted side street in Kabul to visit the Window of Hope orphanage. In the living room, there are a dozen boys and two girls. Some are playing while others lie around on mats on the floor, clearly suffering from a range of disabilities. Rabari gives the children a cursory inspection.
They stink.
The facility certainly wouldn't pass a safety inspection in the U.S. There's a primitive wood stove in the middle of the playroom. The backyard is full of random debris, including razor wire, and sickly-looking chickens wander the yard.
A lot of times when people come and they hang out with the kids, they're kind of shocked about the whole situation. But again, like, this is Afghanistan. this isn't Texas.
Rabari says it's all relative and points out that it's common to see young children, both healthy and disabled, roaming the streets of Kabul begging or selling trinkets.
I think about the fact that these kids have it pretty good as compared to a lot of people.
Rabari introduces some of the children.
Baktash has a genetic skin disease, and his legs don't work, and his family doesn't want him.
So he actually has a family.
Yeah.
The rest of the kids are true orphans. Many have epilepsy. Others have different physical or cognitive disabilities. Halal cowers in the corner like a scared dog. Abdullah lies on a mat suffering from some severe form of palsy. Rabari got involved with the orphanage 3 years ago when a friend sent an email soliciting contributions to help pay the rent.
So I met up with some people and we collected some money and we got the rent money. And of course, we started visiting at that time.
Next thing he knew, he was overseeing the finances and helping train the two young Afghans, Frizan and Nasir, who run the place on a daily basis. Rabari's taught Nasir how to prepare monthly financial reports, which he audits.
Even that, like checking it, for example, takes time. And we're all kind of busy, you know, we're all doing development.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, this isn't why you're here. This isn't your background or your field, for that matter, either.
Right. I probably shouldn't be doing this. We're not professionals at this. If somebody else were, that would be better. And hopefully there will be.
But for now, there isn't anyone else to do it. The Afghan government provides no support to Window of Hope, and the founder lives in London and has minimal involvement in the orphanage at this point. Rabari was able to get a grant from a foundation to cover the rent, but that money runs out this summer. And 19-year-old Frizan, who's disabled herself and came to the orphanage at age 13, is now the primary caretaker of the children.
When she was two, her house was bombed, and she lost her parents, and one leg is basically gone, and the other one is slightly mangled.
Rabari hopes to get Frizan into some sort of school so she'll be better able to run the operation when the time comes for him to leave Afghanistan.
So as far as like what's going to happen in the future with these kids when they're not kids anymore, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Rabari also knows some of these kids won't make it to adulthood. He says he tries not to think about that and instead focuses on doing what he can to make their day-to-day lives as happy as possible. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
You're listening to NPR News.